This weekly Reclaiming the Republic segment is brought to you by the National Heritage Center for Constitutional Studies, dedicated to teaching the principles of liberty and union in the tradition of America's founding fathers. Here's Lee Button.
There's some great news for constitutional government this week. Wisconsin freedom fighters showed their grit Tuesday through the ballot box. Kansas became the second state to return national health care money. It seems that more states are becoming aware of their power in government. The Republic may yet be reclaimed. Change has finally started to arrive. And surprisingly, change is being suggested by political persona and media mavens. For instance, here is Education Secretary Arne Duncan on the No Child Left Behind Act. We have a federal law that's an impediment, that's getting in the way as a disincentive for the great work states are doing. That just doesn't make sense at a time when we have to get better faster than ever before. His suggestion refers to changing the requirements of this bill so that they may be fulfilled by 2014. But nonetheless, he is onto something, don't you think, Brian? A federal law that's an impediment to the states. You go, Mr. Duncan. But don't stop there. I suppose there are maybe 1,000 or 2,000 federal laws that do the same thing. In a similar vein, there is this from reporter Lois Romano. The Tea Party insists that the federal government actually shrink over time, spending less money from year to year as its commitments grow. Apparently, Ms. Romano has been listening. This is a good thing. Of course, if the federal government shrinks, its commitments will also shrink. But I think she's onto something as well, or at least she knows what a host of Americans are onto. Shrinking the federal government is exactly what our nation needs. That would give even more opportunity for the states to do great work. This is the spirit of the founders who confirmed that with the 10th Amendment. Thomas Jefferson followed that standard. In his first State of the Union address, he said this: "When we consider that the federal government is charged with the external and mutual relations only of these states, that the states themselves have principal care of our persons, our property, and our reputation, constituting the great field of human concerns, we may well doubt whether the federal government is not too complicated, too expensive, whether offices or officers have not been multiplied unnecessarily and sometimes injuriously to the service they were meant to promote."
This Reclaiming the Republic segment on Bulldog Live is made possible by the National Heritage Center for Constitutional Studies. America has a glorious heritage. Study it. Visit nhccs.org for more information and sign up for a seminar or schedule your own customized training and take a look for the Constitution Day dinner coming up on Sunday, September 18th. That will be at the Sheraton Portsmouth Harborside Hotel and Conference Center, and a great day of activities and a great dinner and talk at dinner time. Oh, yes, this will be great. Some of the great speakers that will be there, Pastor Garrett Lear, we'll say, "So, you think the American Revolution was over tea?" Or how about Dr. Edwin Vieira, "America, a nation in need of a sound money system." So it'll be not just talking about things that happened a couple hundred years ago, puts it into modern context. NHCCS.org for more information.